The last item for our consideration this afternoon, have come forward, item five. And this is the Adoption and Permanency Month Judicial Council Resolution. We have with us Christopher Wu.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Supervising Attorney, Center for Families, Children, and the Courts, Ms. Eliza Patton, Senior Staff Attorney, Legal Services for Children, Ms. Flor Bermudez, and Mr. Mark Bernard, Adoptive Parents. And please introduce our special guests.
Well, this is Alexandra.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
10 years old. And Joshua.
Hi.
Is 5 years old. And Samantha would like to say hi, right?
Hi.
Hi, Samantha.
Samantha didn't
She's
say
11
hi.
11 months old. And Wendy Lowinger, a juvenile dependency attorney, is here.
Welcome.
Chief Justice, Judge Jarr, members of the council, I'm here on behalf of your Family and Juvenile Law Advisory Committee, to which I am co-counsel. This item has come before the council annually since 1999. And it is your recognition of the importance of permanency for children in need. And it joins us with other states and the federal government in National Adoption Month activities. At the Center for Families, Children, and the Courts, we get requests, we continue to get requests every year from local courts for copies of the Judicial Council resolution for their use in local Adoption Month activities. Some of these local celebrations are described in the report for this item. So before you, I hope, entertain a motion on this item, I'd like to introduce again our guests and turn it over to Eliza Patton. I think you'll find their story relevant to this item.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, counsel. My name is Eliza Patton. I had the great privilege of representing Alexandra and Joshua before the juvenile court, the dependency court in San Francisco, and participating in a process by which they were joined as a family with Mark and Flor Santana, Mark Bernard and Flor Santana. And I just wanted to say a couple of words about the importance of permanence for youth in the juvenile dependency system. And in particular, I wanted to highlight that through participation by attorneys and staff in these cases, I had the opportunity to introduce Alexandra to Judge Hitchens, who was the presiding judge over the case. And she had an opportunity to come in and meet with Judge Hitchens in chambers prior to the termination of parental rights that preceded her adoption, and to have her voice heard at a very vulnerable time in her young life. And just today she saw Judge Hitchens' picture on the wall outside and was able to smile and recognize her as an important moment or marker in her development. And I just wanted to say that I am really grateful that there are families like Mark and Flor who are open to taking a sibling group. Alexandra and Joshua were a little bit older than your average adoptive placement. And I think Flor said it perhaps best to me when she said she was approached by their adoptions worker and said, "Do you want to have a baby or do you want to be parents?" And she said, "We want to be parents." And that's what they are. And within less than 2 years, they went from having no children to having three children. And I am just truly astounded by their grace and competence, and grateful to them. So thank you.
Hi, and thanks for having us. I just want to say that the experience for us has been to see these wonderful children just blossom. They had their challenges, and in the last 3 years, I've just seen them turn into these incredible human beings. And it's just been wonderful. And I think it's very important to to allow this process. I think that once, you know, parental rights have been terminated, we need to get these kids adopted. And we had a few bumps in the road. There was bureaucracy to deal with. But I wouldn't have traded it for anything, and I think it's really important that we find permanent homes for these children that need that love, that stability, because my three kids, they have that now, and I see the great people that they're turning into, and I see the achievers that they're going to be. And it was funny because I was telling Alexandra that the Chief Justice is a woman. And she seemed a little surprised by that. And I said, well, that could be you one day. And I think it's just great for her to be able to have this experience to come and see all of you. And I think that it's just terribly, terribly important to make sure that this process can be expedited for those that really need it and definitely to support it. And thanks for hearing from us.
I have nothing more to say after that. So.
Well, I know I speak on behalf of the Judicial Council when I say to Flor Bermudez and Mr. Mark Barnard, thank you for your wise words and your great big heart. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So, I'd like to make a motion.
Okay. It's a joint motion by Judge O'Malley and Commissioner Alexander.
I'll second it.
Second.
That we move to adopt the resolution.
Yes.
And you can see that even before they get the words out, there are people who have to second. So I hear a second by Judge Jackson, a second by Judge Herman. That's it. But we all second this.
Plenty of seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you for bringing this to us every year.
Thank you. And at the appropriate time, I have a resolution here for your signature and Judge Jarre's signature for Tess.
Perfect. Why don't you bring it here, Christopher?
I'm leaving.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. I mean, I should have said that when we learned of Samantha a year ago, I was given 24 hours to decide if I wanted to take her. And so I cried. I had a tantrum. Unfortunately, the next day we were seeing our therapist. She guided us through, so it's been the greatest.
Thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.